Big Fatty is because make our big Big Fatty Pod God. It was his B day this week. Yes, it was Monday. Past Monday,
the 10th.
Yeah, whatever day that was.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know what day it was. Yes. So,
well, does he get a happy? Is Gary going to sing him happy birthday?
Yeah, Gary of all people would just want to sing him happy birthday. So
he should
Gary,
sing him a special happy birthday.
I know, but I couldn't get in contact with him. I'm trying to do a fucking barbecue.
He's too busy coordinating the swag bags.
All the swag bags.
He's got 100 swag bags. He's got to plop shit into.
Yeah, plop shit, Gary, and sing the Big Pivati.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Busy coordinating the plop shit into.
Yeah.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2231 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my holiday. Big Fatty, that was no holiday. Hello, Villa Rights. Yes, Big Fatty, we're back in the villa. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, we're back in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I hadn't talked to you since, last Wednesday night, cause you know, last Thursday night, cause, you know, I, pre-recorded, recorded for Writer's Show, and then I recorded, yesterday, the Monday show, because y'all, I was over in Atlanta. Well, Big Fatty, maybe you should just tell them everything that happened. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, got those little shows recorded for you, and y'all, then I I watched the Big Brother app, and y'all, they had the double elimination, and they sent Bridget and what's that other, Zakiya, on their way. They said, no, you may not stay in the Big Brother app house, and they sent them to the jury house, and y'all, all I gotta say is there's big doings gonna be this week. And y'all, there's an extra episode of the Big Brother app this week on Friday night. I don't know why, but so check your local listings yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I packed my valise and got all ready because my niece was coming the next morning, and y'all, I was just having, you know, whenever you travel or whenever Big Fatty travels, you know, sometimes I just get antsy, and I just have trouble falling asleep and everything. So y'all, I don't know, it was probably about 12:30 a.m. in the morning. I woke up and I went and TT'd. Big Fatty, you don't have to tell us everything you did. Well, anyway, but you know, y'all, this is the day after I turned 60, and so you know, I'm laying there in the bed, and I thought, well, you know, I think I'll check the dating apps, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, got the Big Fatty squeaky gentleman calling. Didn't know. Oh, okay. He's sleeping on the job. He's having a nipper nap. It's true. Okay. Okay. Y'all, hi, hi. And I went, hi, hi. And y'all didn't, and then nothing. I said, well, you know, that's one of those mechanicals trying to trick you. You know, they try to trick you. Okay, yeah, I know. And so, you know, a few minutes later, I went, brr, brr, hi, hi. I went, hi. And he goes, everybody, would you like some humpity bumpity? And I said, yes, y'all. And so y'all, we chatted a little bit, and y'all then, he came over here to the villa, and y'all, the 27, 6'1", 185 or something like that. Y'all, it was big. Big Fatty, and it was young, and it was all about Big Fatty, and y'all, before he could get out the door, he was like, oh, can I have your number, Big Fatty? I said let's just keep it on the dental hygienist finder, for right now. And he says, oh, okay, because you're hot. And I went, I'm hot. And I said, hot. And he goes, well, you are to me. And yes, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. Yes, it was. And so, but y'all, I found it interesting that Gavin from over there at the Stick It With a Poke, he says, I think Big Fatty ought to try to have 60 gentlemen callers during his 60th year. Big Fatty, you're going to have to cut back, are you? Well, I don't know about that. But challenge accepted. Challenge accepted, Gavin. Yes, Big Fatty. He doesn't know that you're going to the Horror Hotel 3 times. In the next month. Well, that's true. I am. anyway, but y'all got up for right morning, and my niece was here at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and we loaded her valise into the Ford Escape. And y'all, I had not gotten a petroleum, so we stopped and got gas, $1.69 a gallon, $1.69. And y'all, then we got us a little biscuit, and y'all, then we were on our way to the Hatlanta. Y'all went the back roads from Charleston over to Augusta, and then took the super highway, the inner tubes into Hatlanta. And y'all, we got there, I guess we got on the road about 1:15, about 8:15 a.m. in the morning, and got there about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Big Fatty, you did good. And we only stopped one time for Big Fatty to TT. Yes, Big Fatty. got there, and y'all, I immediately had to take a nap. And y'all, I was tired. You know, Big Fatty, you're not used to driving all that distance. You usually break it up at the Horror Hotel. It's true. But couldn't do that with my niece. And so, y'all, I got there, and then that evening, my mother had cooked a roast beast in the cracker pot, and we had that. And y'all, it was just a nice, quiet evening, and y'all slept like a Big Fatty, pooped all over the hat's beds. No, I didn't poop the bed, but it was tempting. Y'all then on Saturday did some running around with the Hat Arena. She had a few, you know, she always has a few projects for me. Y'all, she wanted me to order a new kitchen rug, so on the computer, and so I did that. It's being delivered on Thursday. Big Fatty, should that have been a technology segment? No, I don't think so. Saturday night, I don't remember what we did. Y'all, it was just a lot of just sitting around. And, but you know, with the hats, that's, you know, the older you get, the more you have, in common with your blood family is, blood and, eating. And so that's about all we did was eat and sat around. We watched the wheel, watched a little bit of the Olympics. Then on Sunday, we were having the celebration of exiting the birth canal for both me and my niece. My niece's celebration of exiting the birth canal comes up on September the 1st. Mine was on the 10th. So we just decided we were going to combine them because, she was not going to be able to go to Atlanta, on the 1st, for her birthday. So, anyway, y'all, we had everyone there. We had a mighty fine supper of crab legs and cheese grits. One of my brothers has a garden, and he had fresh okra that my mother fried up, and he had fresh tomatoes. Big Fatty, you didn't eat those. I didn't. They had deviled eggs. Big Fatty, you didn't eat that. Those are full of mayonnaise. It's true, I don't like the deviled eggs. Some Texas toast, and then we had birthday cake and ice cream, and y'all, there was some birthday cats, and my mother and the hats. They gave me a couple of nice shirts from the Mark Anthony collection, and y'all, they're in the washer right now, and a pair of sporty shorts, short pants, and then y'all, my youngest brother, he and his wife gave me a TV machine. Benny! Well, and y'all, it was a 32-inch Samsung TV machine, and I'm like, what are y'all? And y'all, come to find out, he and his wife had just bought a brand new TV machine for their downstairs at their house, and y'all, he went and played in a golf tournament, and they had a raffle, and he bought $5 in raffle tickets, and y'all, he won this TV. He says, now don't think we went overboard, because it's a $5 TV. So y'all, I have gotten rid of the y'all, my TV in my bedroom, it must have been about a foot and a half deep with the TV tube in it, and y'all, I have set it out by the trash with a sign on it that says it works along with the remote and all that. Y'all, I'm anxious to see if someone comes and takes it away before the trash comes Tuesday morning, but anyway, I got a brand new TV machine. Big Fatty, the Pwn works just fine. Yes, y'all, I've tried it out. The Pwn works just fine on it. But y'all, I gotta figure out if I need to get a different kind of box for it, because the other TV was an analog TV, and I had a box to convert it to digital, but that's all I've got. To get the signal, I think I may have to trade that in and get a regular cable box for this, because you know this is the LMNOP TV with the HDMI JK Big Fatty. So that was that. Y'all then Sunday night watch the Big Brother and y'all. Oh, it's good. It's getting good. And y'all, All I gotta say is crybaby, and y'all, I'm afraid it's moving towards sore loser, Big Fatty. But anyway, we'll just have to wait and see on that. But y'all then Monday morning got in the Ford Escape and drove back to the villa and got here. I guess we left about 10 a.m. in the morning. Hit a little bit of Atlanta traffic coming down Georgia 400. After that, it was smooth sailing. Y'all got in here at the villa about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, I have unpacked my valise. I've set up the brand new TV. I have got my clothes they've already been washed. They're in the dryer now. And Big Fatty, none of it is underpants. It's true. And y'all, that pretty much catches you up on the extended Atlanta weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got back, and I had some birthday cats here in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, there was a package also. By the way, y'all, did you go over to the BFO and look at the pictures? Did you look at the pictures of the cats and giftettes from Friday and Monday's show, y'all? If you didn't, go over there and look at it, y'all. First cat I have here is from the Robs. And let's just open it up here and see what we got. Big, oh, Big Fatty, that's horrifying. Yeah, on the front, it's two people sitting on a sofa. Oh, the ancient people. Y'all, it's Vera and I. And Vera says, did you just fart? And I said, nope. And y'all, you open it up, and it's, oh, Big Fatty. And it says, well, I poop, too. Did I just fart? No, I poop, too. Happy birthday. Love you, Big Fatty. Hope your exiting day is a special one, Robin. Rob. And y'all, there's Amazon. It's a trilogy. It's a trilogy of that Amazon gift can. Big Fatty. And we, y'all, that is the sweetest thing. Thank y'all so much. Y'all, the card is absolutely Big Fatty is vulgar. Y'all, there's a card here from that Gus Chad. Y'all, it's got the Cat in the Hat on it, and it says, Happy Birthday, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're going to open it up, and on the inside, let's see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's Squeaky Kitty. And it says, Happy Birthday, and Squeaky Kitty's wearing a hat. Yes, Big Fatty. Then it says, Happy Birthday or belated birthday, depending on when you open this can. I hope you have or had a great birthday. I hope Granny or Poodle made you cake. Well, I can assure you, Granny didn't make it. But Big Fatty, Granny made a mess. Is what he made. Okay. And y'all, then I've got a package here. Let's just see what we got here as far as the package goes. Y'all, it's from that Amazon. Big Fatty, is it from Miss Beaver? I don't know if it's from Miss Beaver or not, but we're going to open it up and see what we got here. And by the way, y'all, I've got lots of voice letters that I'll be playing later on in the week here. And Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you're going to have to wait and open the package tomorrow. I guess I'm going to have to wait and open that package tomorrow. Big Fatty, drag it out. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I can assure you. It's going to be it's lovely to be back in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'll put pictures of the cards up on the Wednesday show when I open the package. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It's all about meh. It's all about meh. And Mark and Ed, what do you think Granny did for my birthday?
Busy coordinating the plop shit into
me. Yeah. Oh, yes. Granny coordinates plop shit everywhere.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.